7 Mishnah 2, Anodir min hadagan. Someone who says it takes a vow that he's not eating grain, right? For grain is forbidden from me. Asa bapula mitzri yabash. So he's prohibited from eating dry Egyptian beans. Says the Kati, since they were made into a pile on the threshing floor, as we said in the last Mishnah, that was what was normally done with grain. So these dry Egyptian beans, they were considered a type of grain. That's an opinion of Rabbi Mah. So a person takes a vow that he's not going to eat any type of grain. Included in his vow is he's not going to get benefit from the dry Egyptian beans. The rabbis disagree. They say, he's only forbidden from the five species of grain. Until there, that's his vow, takes effect. But for dry Egyptian beans, he would be still permitted to eat them. Rabbi Meir says, I know them in Hatfua. Someone who says that I'm not going to get any benefit from produce. He's a different word, he's produce. So there he's forbidden from the five species of grain. Aval anodim in adagan, but someone who says that he's not going to get benefit from the five species of grain, asa bakol, according to him, he's prohibited from all, umutu parasalan of yarak, and the only thing he's allowed to eat is fruit of the tree and vegetables. So he disagrees with the first opinion, that's Rabbi Meir.